digital reading on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, May 4th, may the force be with you, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We are also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The 2026 NBA playoffs, round one is over. There's no crossover. Round two begins tonight. And join us all the way from Frog, a man that remembers Michael Jordan. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Thank you for having me, Santiago. What's going on?
Frog, I'm gonna pull a Jersey Boys. How's the weather up there in East Carolina?
Ooh, it's 80 degrees. It's like barbecue weather. I'm gonna do a little tailgating. The New York Knicks game night tonight, Santiago. Let's go. It's on.
What temperature does it have to be for barbecue weather?
I would say anything over 30 degrees, 40 degrees is, you know. You can throw stuff on the grill.
It can be cold outside. You know? It can be cold outside.
Yeah, you go to football games, it'd be cold out there. There'd be stuff on the grill at the tailgates. Trust me, you fire up that grill all season long. Barbecuing is seasoned all year long. Let's go.
Let's go. Anyways, the round one of the NBA playoffs is over. I think pretty much all the series were pretty close, I thought, except the OKC series and the Spurs. But let's go for late-breaking news. The Orlando Magic has got rid of their head coach, Jamal Mosley. After five seasons, Mosley's dismissal comes one day after Orlando was eliminated in the first round of playoffs, having blown a 3-1 series lead against the top-seeded Detroit Pistons. Frog, what's your take on this? This is pretty shocking, but I guess if you go up 3-1 and you lose a series, you could get your job.
It's hard to see like they were going to keep them. You could see it was coming because you're up 3-1. There's no excuses. It's like you got to finish the job. Finish the job. That's it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't get his team up for like to finish one game, Santiago. One game, coach couldn't get it. So you can see that happening. I feel bad for the guy. We talked about this earlier, how the Orlando Magic, they got some pretty good players over there. They just, you know, they fell apart at the end of the year. They got in. They got, you know, Pablo is a good player. This time of year, this is what happens when coaches get fired. Their team gave it all they can have and, you know, what were they? Like they were fighting for the 8th and 7th seed. They had to play Detroit. They gave Detroit, you know, a scare, but Detroit finished them across the Cade Cunningham. So, and they're better coach. And we'll see.
And also, the Magic went through the play-in, so quite something. But Mosley was hired in July of 2021 to replace Steve Clifford. The 47-year-old guided the franchise to a 189-221 mark, making three straight playoff appearances. He ranks third on the team's all-time wins list behind Brian Hill and Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, well, at least what Stan and them got him to the conference finals, I believe, with Shaq and him, if I'm not mistaken. Coach Hill. I want to say Coach Hill got them to the finals, right?
Yeah, not Stan Van Gundy. Yeah, Hill did.
Yeah, Hill did, not Van Gundy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, Van Gundy had them there close a couple times, I believe, one time. And maybe, I have to check.
Yeah, he had that tall player. I was going to say.
Did he have Tracy McGrady, too? Or did he coach?
Yeah, Superman. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Right. That was the team they had. It was a good team. They couldn't beat the Lakers.
Yeah, they did. And Penny Hardaway and all them.
Yeah, that's a good team. This is circa Orlando Magic vintage. I forgot. The good teams are the great Magic, but they haven't won a championship, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like going to Miami. Why not want to play in Orlando? It's like beautiful weather all the time. I mean, you know, you got no Disney down there. No state income tax. You know, you couldn't ask for nothing better. So
you can't beat it, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
With the Magic. But you were saying that Franz Wagner is a significant player for that team, right?
Yeah, that hurts, man. He's a big body guy. He can bring that size. He can cause matchup problems for other teams. And I think once he went down, their system went down. And this is what happens in the playoffs in sports. We could go the whole season. Nobody gets hurt. You just hope everybody stays healthy. But to lose him, a big body, what is he, 6'10"? Like six, he's a big guy. And I think he was giving Detroit problems defensively and offensively. And then they couldn't have nobody on the Orlando team to replace him. So we'll see what happens next year. But and then they have his brother, too. So, it's a bad deal for Orlando.
Like you were saying, Detroit, all they have is Kate Cunningham.
You know, they had Tobias Harris stepped up. All right, I'm going to start. I'm a human, Santiago. I might say these things. You're going to put them on here, and that's good. And it brings me back. I got to make sure I say it right. Tobias Harris stepped up for him, right? Yeah. There's a few other guys that came through, and you got to give Detroit their props. Their coach made the right moves at the right time. I still think, Orlando gave them fits, right? Cleveland's a different breed. They got the spider over there. If they go behind on them, I don't see the same thing scenario happening. If they could pull that off, that's good. But I think Cleveland is a different kind of beast. And Orlando, you got to remember, was an 8 seed. So, Cleveland is that other seed, that 4 seed, and I think they can give Detroit some problems. That's all. And then I'm going to say it now. They're going to give them some problems.
We'll go into the preview a little bit later in the show. Let's go to the Dallas Mavericks. Have agreed to hire Masai Ujiri as their team president and alternate governor. I don't know what that means. Landing a lead basketball executive with proven championship experience after a 6-month search process, the team announced Monday. So, Frog, Ujiri came from Toronto, won a championship with Kawhi Leonard in that year. Mm-hmm. Then they got rid of him about a couple of years ago or a couple of years later. But what are your thoughts over this Mavericks? This Mavericks team went through a lot of changes, got rid of Luka. Now they got Cooper Flagg. They got rid of their old GM a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Is this a good fit for Masai Ujiri and a good fit for the Mavericks?
Well, it's a step up from Nico Collins was a good GM as well. You know that. But Masai Ujiri is like that guy. Like, everybody wants this GM. He's like Sam Presti over there in Oklahoma City. These guys know what they're doing. And I think this is a great, great hire for Dallas, man. They got a team down there, and they're going to – to where it's going to be competitive. They got Kyrie coming back next year. They're building their team. They're going to make some moves, and they're going to bring players there. So we'll see what happens. That West with Wemby over there at San Antonio, man, they're going to get another big guy because they're going to need one.
Yeah, right now the Spurs are owning Texas, more than Houston and the Mavericks. So we'll see what happens. Good hire. This guy has experience. He can build championship teams. And like you're saying, they need a big guy, don't they?
I need to invest in someone that's going to deal with – over there in that West. Like, all of them are going to need big guys. Queen Denver, and you got Minnesota, but the joke was home, and Rudy's playing, so we'll see. But this is good. We'll see.
Wish we had a couple more young Al Horfords, you know, not a superstar center, but someone that's able to maintain and hold.
Yeah, make him like Al too much, but he's, you know,
he's a rival to the Knicks, or maybe
I like Al. He's a teammate of Karl Anthony Towns with the Dominican team, man. Yeah. They're teammates. Yeah, so.
Quite something. Also, Rudy Gobert, another great big man. Not a superstar scorer, but he's able to defend.
When you can defend in this league, you got to be able to defend, man. These guys are.
What's wrong with the Nuggets? You know, they were not able to win that series against the Timberwolves because they didn't have defense.
You know, what was the dude, McDaniels? I think he surprised everybody.
The best
man.
Player. Scored 32 points the other night.
That's what happens, man. Anything's possible in the playoffs, bro. I'm rooting for this kid. It's a real good story right here. So we'll see what happens.
We'll
they got their heads full.
We'll let's go to last night's game. The Cavaliers beat the Raptors in Game 7. We'll face Pistons in Round 2. Jared Allen, Frog, tied his playoff career with 22 points and grabbed 19 rebounds as the Cleveland Cavaliers advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals with a 114-102 victory over the Toronto Raptors. The game was not that close towards the end. They were up 10, 12, 14 points, but the Cavs closed it up. Unfortunately, they had to drag themselves to Game 7.
I caught the tail end. From what I saw with Allen, eight offensive rebounds this guy had. He was doing everything. I think that third quarter, I came in. I'm like, this guy's all over the place. From what I gather, Toronto was up by a few, like by double digits from what I was told to. I caught on and watched some of it. But from what I seen, Cleveland was up and the Spider took over and Allen just was like, he was a man possessed. Last night, I was impressed by that kid. You know, he did a good job. He was grabbing rebounds, offensive rebounds. He was playing feisty, and the whole Cleveland team was playing real feisty last night. I seen what's his name? Matt Struth?
Matt Struth.
He had he headbutted. What's his name? The other kid for Toronto. The kid from Florida.
Here it is, Scott Barnes.
Scotty Barnes. He headbutted him. Right there.
Preview right now. Look at that.
That was like crazy. I'm like saying, what's going on? And it's like, you know, he's sending a message to like, we're not playing around with you guys. Like, it was a headbutt to me. I don't know. Did you see that, Santiago, in the game?
I'm seeing it right now. I think I saw a little bit. I know there was discussion in the third quarter here. I was looking at here online of a clip of Strauss versus Barnes.
Yeah.
And then right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
There's a headbutt. That was the straight attention.
I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to tell you this. If that was a New York Knicks player he did that to, it would have been a rumble out there. That's all I'm going to say. He ain't going to get with a rumble in the jungle, whatever you want to call it. But he ain't going to be playing that with us, like coming in there with headbutts. And this ain't, you know, the WWE. What's going on? They just had WrestleMania about, 2 weeks ago, dude?
2 weeks ago on ESPN.
Yeah, come on. ESPN owns him now. So, you know, their money's where the wrestling's at. So let's go.
Well, there you have
it. It's the NBA. There was feistiness all going through the playoffs the first round. So that's good for the NBA.
That's very good. I think the ratings are up from last year.
You know what? You got to remember something. During the regular season, nobody wants to play the three ball and shooting and you take your days off. You go to arena. This guy's not playing this night. It's not worth going to during the regular season. The playoffs is where they turn it up a notch. Because they know if you lose, you go home. Ain't no more basketball. So
quiet.
That's how they play. They got it.
They got to. You got to say what you need to say. All right, let's go to round two. We're going to preview every series, and Frog and I will say, we'll tell you, hey, this series is something to look into, not to look in. Let's go to the east part. Actually, let's go to the other side.
Let's go west. Go west, Santiago.
Let's go west. Let's go Thunder and Lakers. Lakers are seeded number four. Thunder won. They came out of a sweep. OKC, they beat the Trailblazers. Anyone can beat the Trailblazers. No, actually, Phoenix Suns. Lakers beat the Rockets in six. So the series became closer, even though Lakers were up 3-0. Thunder versus Lakers. Luka should be back, I believe. And Austin Rivers, but your thoughts on this series? It's a young team versus a mid-age to old-age team, Lakers.
Listen, I know the Laker fans were letting me have it last when I said they weren't going to, if they lose, they're going to be like, you know, the team of all bad teams to go up and then lose to Houston, but they pulled it out. I'm happy for you, Laker fans, but I got to tell you something now. I'm going to make another bold prediction. You're not getting out of this round. I'm going to tell you this, why? Because you're not. This other team, the Thunder, they're healthy. Okay? You guys are not healthy. There's no way. If Luka can make it back from a hamstring now, I heard he's not even running, like having drills. So a hamstring is like really – for that team, I don't see them getting past this round. I'm sorry, Laker fans. I mean – LeBron, if the best, I could see them winning maybe one game for the King.
No way. You know?
And yeah, how many games are you going to give them, Santiago? Let me see you make a bold prediction right here. I don't see them winning one game.
Maybe just one game.
Serious.
I'm with you.
One game, right? Come on, let's go with – they got size. They got Alexander. They got more of a scoring guy that's going to – put the ball in the basket. The Lakers got LeBron. They got Elson Reed. I mean, I wish playoffs. Them playoffs. You know, I like that. Yeah. Classic. We got to save that for football.
Let's go for the Timberwolves at Spurs. Timberwolves had a.
And you got to remember something too, Santiago. You got to remember something. No KD in the first series with the Lakers. They didn't have, Rockets didn't have KD. So, I mean, they're going to
be healthy 100%. Could they have beaten the Lakers?
I believe so. I think it would have been a different series. It wouldn't have went like it went. Like, come on, the Lakers stole one of those games, you know? So, they scored, 9 points in 1 minute? So, what was that?
That's the goal.
What sound was that?
Let's go to San Antonio, Texas. Timberwolves beat the Nuggets, an impressive series. That's a rivalry right there. The Spurs blew out the Trailblazers. Blazers got one win out of that series. Thank God for that. Of course, can Wemby stay healthy? He has issues with concussions, a little bruises here and there. But where do you see this Timberwolves? Can Rudy Gobert stop Wemby?
I mean, he got size. I mean, I'm hoping maybe he can disrupt them a little bit, with his size, because you're going to have to put a body on him, keep him away from the rim. You got to remember something. They got, another kid over there that's playing good with San Antonio. And Castle's he's a monster, man. They got a pretty good team. And Fox running the point. What's funny? I the Timberwolves don't have Ant right now, and they don't have DeVincenzo. So I don't know if I can see maybe still in a game or two, but I got the Spurs coming out of this round, man. They're going to that. They're going to play against the Thunder, bro. Look at this. Like, if they get out of here and get past the Timberwolves, they just got to wait for the Lakers and the Thunder to finish. And we know what's going to happen there. It's going to be the Thunder. So it's on, bro. It's the West. It's going to come down to the San Antonio Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. I see, Santiago. Bold prediction. Where we going from here, boss? Seth Diablo, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I was out. So you have the Spurs in, within six games, last five weeks.
With the Spurs and the Timberwolves, they're battle tested. I can see them still in maybe one or two games, but maybe going six
games.
I would say. Going six games.
Well, there you have it. Let's go to the East.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Pistons at the Cavs at Pistons. The series will be starting off in Detroit tomorrow on Cinco de Mayo. Your thoughts about this matchup? The Cavs, I've heard they prefer the Pistons over the Magic for this matchup. Pistons, I always say they're a weak number one seed. But what's going to happen here, Pistons, Cavs?
They split during the regular season. You know, they played 2-2. Four games, so 2-2. So I'm going to roll with, like I said, I got the Pistons, man, because they battle tested right now. What they did to Orlando was, I think they put the rest of the league on notice too. Like they're not going to be afraid. And I don't know. I'm hoping Cleveland can show me something, but it's the playoffs, man, and anything's possible. I'm gonna go with it could be a possible game seven, and if it isn't
seven,
or Detroit. Cavs. Well, the Cavs could steal it because of their experience, but I'm gonna give them a little slight edge with that experience with Spider because they got Donovan Mitchell over there, and if Jared Allen plays like he played last night. Then the Cavs are going to be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals against my New York Knicks. So that's a scary thing right now. So we'll see.
So you got either way the Cavs.
I'm gonna lean a little bit towards the Cavs because of the experience. But I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit wins. I have them in my bracket, but. I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland went in seven. So,
all right.
Because of Spider.
Let's go to the series of this round. I think it might be the best. 76ers at the Knicks. Obviously, game one starts tonight. 76ers coming off a huge series victory, which we can talk about a little bit now, over the Celtics.
Yeah, for sure.
And the New York Knicks struggling with Atlanta. I did not like how they played that series. They were down 2-1. But hash this out, Frog. What's going to happen?
Like I said, people got to relax with the New York Knicks. They're building something here. There's steps to getting to the next level. They proven last year and the year before that they're battle tested. I'm happy for the Sixers. They took out Boston. Boston, to me, they just, you know, they couldn't match what I beat.
Coming in. Kind of mess up the chemistry of what happened this past year with Brown, Jaylen Brown doing well, or you don't think that had nothing to do with it?
You know, I it's hard to say, Santiago. I was kind of, you know, they wasn't a team that was trying to tank or anything. The Boston Celtics came out all year trying to win. They were the number two seed. They got knocked off by a team that might be a 7 seed, but they're not really a 7 seed. They're really with a B. They're like a really scary, scary team. So they had their hands full. They couldn't stop Habib. And you got to remember, Habib didn't play the first three games. And when he did come back, these bosses still blew him out. So Boston had a three.
All the fans to keep their tickets and not resell them to Knicks fans.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Habib, let me tell you something, brother. Don't tell us where we can't go, cause we gonna buy up all your tickets in Philly, like we gonna buy your whole stadium out, because your fans don't believe that you're gonna be healthy enough to stay on the floor all the time. So you got some nerves to tell somebody not to sell their tickets, this guy.
So So
we'll see what he brings.
We'll see what happens. Who do you have in the series? Knicks, six.
Knicks and six.
Foreman. No.
Knicks and six. Really? So game seven in the Garden?
Game seven. I think the Sixers are the best team in the East.
Oh, really?
That's what I think.
Nah. Well, that's good. That's, you have that opinion there. That's bold of you to say that, too, because we got you on the record now. So I'm going to tell you. Yeah. We got to make that clip because they got a guy named Paul George that I think him, Tyrese Maxey, and Abid played 23 games together this year. So they played a few together. Let's see playoff time, what that really is going to – can Abid go a whole game, a whole series? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much
that – packages.
It doesn't matter. You got to remember, Boston didn't have the size matchup. The Knicks do. They got Karl Anthony Towns and they got Mitchell Robinson. So we're going to put some body on him. He's going to fill people against the New York Knicks. He was just posting the poor C's down there like they was in nothing. Every time you turned around, they were dumping it off in the post to me. So it ain't going to be that easy for the 76ers against the New York Knicks. For me, I know my Knicks, they're going to play a little bit more, you know, physical than what Boston could bring. And trust me, it ain't going to be a series that all about a B like he did the last two few games in Boston. That's crazy. Boston blew a game seven on their home court.
Get out they're here, gassed dang. Out, though. Right.
Their coach, like he played, he put up a lineup, like he threw the flag in, like he was like, that was bad coaching, but yeah, like it was, they gave up, and then in that game seven, they were down by 20, I think, and they almost came back and pushed it to two or three or one or something in that game. They came close. The Sixers had them, so
where was Pritchard?
Listen, you know what? You shoot those threes. We talked about this with Brian Taylor. There wasn't making them. You can live and die by the threes. The Boston Celtics shoot threes all the time. That's all they, you know, they're built on trying to, they were coming down instead of taking it to the basket and try to get, you know, fouls and go to the line, get points the easy way. They launched up, like, I've seen six threes in a row at the end. I was like, you're going to lose. Because they wasn't making them. And Philly just took it down low, jumped it to a B, you know, simple. Tyrese Maxey going to the basket. Like, they were going to the basket on him. And Boston had no answer. Like, it's...
There's no plan B after the
threes. The threes. Time. Yeah, there's nothing. Their fans are like, they want a new coach up there in Beantown. So we'll see what happens.
A championship in few years.
I just have a message for our fans. Last time we played the Knicks, it felt like this was Madison Square Garden East. So we're gonna need the support. You know, don't sell your tickets. This is bigger than you. We need you guys. The atmosphere that we've had the last couple of games in Philly, especially the last one, pushing it to Game Seven. I mean, we need all of it. I don't care if it's 70-30, you know, it's Knicks fans. They travel, they're going to buy the tickets, and there's going to be, you know, some people that need the money and that, you know, probably going to sell tickets. But don't do it. We need you guys. We got a pretty good chance. We're going to need our support. We're going to need them to be extremely loud. If you need money, I got you.
He
so he
can give money to the fans, Frog.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go up to Philly when they play on Friday night or whatever the game is, Saturday, and I'm going to be like a beat. I need somebody to get in. I'm going to root for you, bro, while I'm in there. But I'm a Knicks fan because that's what's going to happen. Come on, man. Sounds like a real serious plea by me, man, for real.
He's teeing up the series, by the way. He's teeing it up. Anyways, the series.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Round two begins tonight. Two games, one at 7, one at 9:30.
Let's go, Orange and Blue. Let's go.
Cinco de Mayo. Hey, Guess what, Frog? Good news for the Knicks fans.
What's up? Talk to me.
Celtics are out, so it keeps the window more open for you guys. All you listen, need not Cleveland and Detroit.
Listen, you got to remember something. Nobody thought Boston were going to be where they were at anyway after Tatum's injury. 100%. Boston is they're an organization, a feisty franchise. They're not going to quit. So
they're just like the Patriots. They never quit.
They never quit, man. That's the way their city is, that they don't quit, bro. So I was not surprised, but I'm in a way, I am like saying they've been knocked off this time in the first round by the 76ers. Last year, the Knicks knocked them off in the second round. So they're a suspect team come playoff time now, because other teams are building up their units to beat them, because they were the champs in the Eastern Atlantic, these champs for the past, 5 years in a row, maybe? I think they were always number one. Like, you know, no one was beating them. They're better than everybody over here in the East. So, you know, they're getting a little taste of their own medicine now, because the Knicks are coming. Cleveland's coming. The way the Sixers handled them, I don't even know. You know, like, the Sixers are a different team, but they educated. They got Tyrese Maxey. They've got a real good future as well. So the East is going to be, you know, there for a minute. You know, we'll see what happens with Miami and Orlando. But
and Atlanta,
don't forget the Atlanta Hawks. They had a good finish to the year. They got a good coach in Snyder and Jalen Johnson, and they got a real good young team in Orlando.
They haven't seen McCollum.
Yeah, because he was an older veteran. If they could get older and mix younger, and you got to give them, see what they do in the draft and see what they do in the free agent. You know, see if players want to come there.
There you have it. NBA playoffs continue. The drama continues. And Frog, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Knicks?
Yeah, and like I said, at Uncle Funky 685 YouTube. That has me, but now I have the at frog.685 at IG now. So Instagram. I appreciate some of the clips you put up there, boss. You guys down there are doing a great job. So
What's going on with Tyrod Taylor? He's going to Green Bay.
Listen, they're just getting teams and players that they're going to have to start filling out that roster. So, you know, he was a backup he started a couple of games for the Jets. I think he won one game. I believe if I'm not mistaken, Santiago, like, he won
Wasn't
one
he
game.
Better
like
than Justin Fields at one moment?
Yeah, because he threw three touchdowns. I got to check and see. I want to say, what game was it? I wasn't thinking football today. You didn't have me go thinking football today, but
I threw a football at you.
Yeah, that got me. But he did win a game for the Jets last year.
He probably beat the Cardinals or the Raiders.
he beat somebody. Yeah, I'm not going to say off the top of my head because I don't know. But I think he threw two or three touchdowns. We're going to find out. I'll look it up. But he came in
and beat you. Our mantra at the Sportscast is quarterback, backup quarterbacks, QB2-3 are have the best jobs in the NFL because all they do is collect paychecks.
Yeah, because they sit and hope the other guy don't get hurt because they don't want to go in. That's a good life, man.
Easy money. Because
they know. Hey, who wants to go in and go after Patrick Mahomes? Like, who can fill in after Pat now? We'll see. Like Victor said, I like what he said. When other coaches get other players, they make them better. It doesn't mean because they were with another coach, they look bad with the Jets. I'm hoping Justin Fields could learn something from Andy Reid and the enemy. Like, maybe he didn't see the whole game. They might, you know, put him into a package.
Mahomes, I think he's going to be back with OTA soon. I think he might be on practice again.
Yeah, they said he was out throwing around. It takes some time after that injury. We'll see what happens. Like, he ain't hitting. They ain't hitting him.
Get some feels on about some minutes for week one, week two.
The schedule comes out in a couple of weeks, maybe?
It's coming this
week. We'll see what the first three games look like. They might consider him for a couple, you know, and let Justin Fields go out there. And if they finish, like, you know, 2-1, maybe they'd be like, that'd be good for them. You never know.
Either way, any quarterback that goes to Minnesota improves. That's what I usually see. And Chicago.
I think if they go with Shanahan and San Fran, and yeah, if they get with Sean Payton, yeah, if they get with Sean Payton and Shanahan, I think they
are your top two favorite
OCs, man. They're like mad scientists, like especially what's his name, the kid out in San Francisco. He's a mastermind.
Brock Purdy.
No, not Brock.
Matt. I was gonna say Matt Flynn. No. We came from the Patriots.
Yeah, Matt Jones.
Mac Jones, not Matt. Matt.
I know all what right. you mean. I know.
You can reach us at
throwing football. You didn't give me nothing about football today.
Hey, this is the update. It's not only basketball, but hey, I can talk about Tyrod Taylor. You know,
you do that. Yeah, well, you threw that at me, man. I was like surprised that Tyrod Taylor.
When I think of Tyrod Taylor right now, I think of the Jets because he was there recently.
Yeah, because he won a game for us last year, so you know that's why.
He played for the Dolphins. He played also.
He played for every team in the AFC East.
The Giants for a bit too.
He was with the Giants. He was with the Buffalo Bills. He was with. I don't think he played for the Patriots. I don't think he played for Miami neither.
No, he did play for Miami. He did.
Oh, did he?
Yep, he was a backup for Tua.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know he's been around for a minute, so we'll see what happens with him.
Anyways,
he's a journeyman.
You can look us up at thesportscast.net or on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. You can watch clips of Frog, which has probably the highest views I've seen lately.
Stop playing, boss. You're funny.
You're being Victor.
Shots fired.
I don't get that sound bite. Sound noise. Anyways, follow us along. Playoffs begin tonight. Frog might be
Let's
back.
Go New York Knicks.
You see what happens?
Yes,
how much
yes.
damage has been done? So,
yeah, please. We'll see.
Some good damage, right?
Yes, we hope it's not collateral damage, just, you know, few casualties and we'll get by. You know,
All
we'll
right.
see what
Remember
happens.
Remember to practice. Anyways, this was your update.